Well, we've noticed here at the American Heritage Center, and as far as we know, other places, that there's not a lot, but a number of interviews with people who have experienced a boom in the past. It could be, usually it's years later that an oral history project like that's done. But we didn't see that there was anything. Maybe we've missed some things about people who possibly may experience a boom. How are they preparing? What help do they need? What help do they feel they need from the state? What help do they feel they need from the industry? How is that back and forth going with all of those various players? We're interested in finding that out about how a community prepares for a potential boom. And in this particular project, what we hope to do is take it longitudinal. Say if the Niobrara oil play in Wyoming really pans out into something that has quite an impact on that area, we hope to not only do these kind of, I guess you could say, pre-boom interviews, but if a boom occurs, go back, hopefully interview some of those same people. Now, what's happening? Is this what you expected? Is there some things that maybe you wish had done differently? Are there some things that you're happy with that are happening? And then, because they always end, not necessarily in a bust, but they always end in some way, we then hope to go back at the end of the bubble and do some more interviews. Hopefully, again, with some of the same people if they're there and are willing. But that's our plan.